Wow. Hope y'all hear me good out there. Got a new microphone, using a new microphone today. And first and foremost, welcome back to another episode of the Tyson James podcast. And I promise you one thing about this episode, it will not be long because we are going to get straight into the point. There's a lot of y'all out there that say that y'all want certain things. Y'all don't have no goals. You're just straight dreaming. It is not borderline delusional. It is 100% delusion. You have no goals. You have no directions. You hanging out with the wrong people. You watching the wrong programming. You're not reading any books. You're not asking for help. But you say that you want these things. And then there's another section of y'all, subsection of y'all, who told everybody you want it, started doing it, and quit once it got difficult. You need to grow some balls. For the things that are above average, abnormal, becoming a millionaire, being fit, being healthy, growing. These things are very challenging and it's going to take persistence, consistency, and changing up your old habits. If you want to be successful, if you want to be successful in any way, it's going to be very difficult and very challenging. The moment that you decide that you are going to be successful is going to be adversities, challenges, and all sorts of other obstacles put in front of you, put in front of you. And if you're a man listening to this, men don't quit. It's so many people that say they want this, that, and the third. In the very moment something gets challenging, they quit. I'm telling you, I can't quit. I told my mom that I was going to be successful. I told my dad. I told my kids. I told my wife. I told anybody that was willing to listen to me that I was going to be successful. And yes, I did experience a little bit of success. And before that, it was a whole lot of challenges before I got to that. Now I got a whole new set of challenges that I'm dealing with. And yes, I've been frustrated. Yes, I've cried. Yes, it felt like I wasn't gonna make it. Yes, I asked why me. But at no point of the process have I been willing to quit. And that's what I want to share with you. Do not quit. No matter who fails you in life, no matter who made promises to you that didn't come through, no matter who or what started being good and then they left you and they didn't help you the way that they said they was going to help you, nobody is responsible for your goals, your dreams, your destiny but you. You are the only person responsible. Your wife isn't responsible. Your husband isn't responsible. Your friends, your mother, your coworkers, nobody is responsible for your success but you. If you want to actually be successful, you have to actually go through all the challenges and all the difficulties before you actually reach success. Okay? I could have been made excuses. Yeah, I'm from the projects. Yeah, I've had childhood trauma. Yeah, I wasn't great in school. I've been labeled things by people who have graduated college and who have doctorate degrees. And yes, I've been labeled. I've been labeled a failure. They told my parents that I wasn't going to make it. They said I should be on drugs. They actually tried to prescribe me drugs as a child way back in the day. And my father was so against it that we just didn't go through with it. I am supposed to be a failure. I was already written off by society. That's what they had in mind for me. That's what they had in store for me. But that's not what I had in store for myself, especially when I've gained some sort of consciousness and I know that I am the director of my own film. I am in charge of my own character development. So no matter what anyone has to say about me or what nobody thinks about me, those things do not have to take shape and become true for me if I decide that those things aren't going to become true for me. Yes, my parents split up, and watching my parents not be together was very difficult and created all sorts of turmoil in my life. But that is not the reason, or any of the things that I mentioned, none of those things are going to be the reason why I do not succeed. I've already told my kids they're watching me. How am I going to stop through the process? And then, as my children grow older and they start to experience their own challenges, how am I going to tell them to keep going if I am not an example of that? I will be that example, just like my father is that example for me. My father experienced his own challenges that kept, and he kept going. My father never watched a YouTube video. My father never read a self-help book, but it was a seed that was implanted in him. And he stayed faithful and diligent to his own goals and his own dreams, regardless of the difficulties and the challenges. And I'm telling you, as a witness to my father's greatness, and like as my kids will witness my greatness as I rise through the ranks. And other people will witness your greatness as you rise through the ranks. Stay persistent, stay diligent, stay down, and don't let nobody cast any shadows over your sunshine, over your success. You can make it. You will make it if you decide to. If you decide to be successful and you say, no matter what opposition, no matter what challenges I face, I will overcome. I must overcome. I can overcome. If you have that sort of attitude, I'm telling you, you will make it. And you might not know the great challenges that's in front of you, but if you believe in you, and no matter how difficult it may get, you will weather the storm if you stay true to yourself and you do not let the burdens of other people's whatever bury your goals and dreams, because there's something inside of you that is special. There's something inside of you that the world wants to see. There's something very special that you have to bring to the marketplace that people will pay you for, where you could live in access and abundance, and you could be a blessing towards others. So stay diligent, stay down. The world is yours. No matter what nobody say, it's all up to you. And if you ever want to talk, we're always here for you. You can always reach out to us at 609-501-9164. You can reach out to us. We are here to help you when things get hard. If you need someone to encourage you, if you need somebody to talk to, if you don't have anybody lifting you up, if you are suffering from depression and nobody can tell you anything good, we are here for you. Okay, so you can always reach out to us. Again, that phone number is 609-501-9164. And this is the Tyson James podcast. If you found any value from this podcast, please share it with someone. Okay, you may never know by just sharing this with somebody that you think should hear this, how it may uplift them and empower them to go forward with their goals and dreams. A lot of times, people don't have someone in their corner rooting for them, cheering for them. They're not getting words of affirmation. Everybody that they talk to is a Debbie Downer or a negative Nancy. Words are very powerful. People need to hear powerful words and plant it into their mind so they can feed off that, so they can go ahead and be successful. There are so many toxic, negative, nasty people out here that don't have anything good to say to anybody. That's why we are here. So don't hesitate to like, share, support us, support somebody else. And that's it, man. I love y'all. Thanks for listening. We out, man. Peace.